Citizens for Accessible Neighborhoods Living with Disability and Chronic Pain blog for October 30th, 2017. Part 1, title, Chronic Fatigue and the Golden Girls. In 1989, the Golden Girls kicked off their fifth season with a two-part episode about Dorothy, Bea Arthur, trying to get a medical professional to take her mysterious fatigue and physical symptoms seriously. The story was based on the real-life struggles of Golden Girls staff writer Susan Harris. The episodes, titled Sick and Tired, are sadly reflective of what people with chronic pain and fatigue still experience today. 26 years later, the lines are still being repeated by patients trying to be taken seriously by doctors who dismiss them. All this time later, and yet people who know their bodies intimately and know when something is wrong continue to be told that by doctors that they are just tired, that they need a change in their life, that nothing is wrong with them, despite evidence to the contrary, and that if something is wrong, it must be mental. As a person who lives with chronic pain and episodic fatigue, I watched in amazement as interactions I've had with doctors were played out on a show from 26 years ago. I watched as lines I'd been fed by impatient doctors were spoken to Dorothy's character. You are not sick. It is mental. There is nothing wrong with you. Have you seen a psychiatrist? Why, I thought, has the medical profession not come further in their treatment of people with chronic pain? Our symptoms might not fit neatly into a doctor's checklist, but our pain, fatigue, and experiences are real and deserve to be investigated. Why do patients still have to fight so hard to be heard, to have their knowledge of their bodies respected, and to not be treated like people who are wasting doctors' time? How many times have people with chronic fatigue or pain said to themselves, as Dorothy says in the episode, maybe I am crazy. Nobody believes me. Maybe I am crazy. Fortunately, Dorothy has friends who tell her, just because a doctor hasn't found something doesn't mean it isn't there. When Dorothy finally finds a doctor who believes her, she says, as so many of us have said, I can't tell you what it means to have someone like you believe in me. Upon seeing a new specialist who confirms chronic fatigue syndrome, Dorothy asks why the other doctors didn't say the same. His response is that the ones who have heard about it sometimes have troubles believing it exists because they can't see it under their microscopes just yet. Those colleagues of mine tend to blame the victim. Oh, how I wish I hadn't completely understood that line. I have, too many times to count, been blamed by medical professionals as the problem, as has the majority of people with chronic fatigue or pain. This goes back to a previous column in which I state that the medical profession must make room for doctors to be vulnerable, to not know all the answers, to say to a patient that they just don't know what is happening or what to do. Instead, frustrated by their inability to diagnose something, they blame the patient. For continuation of this blog, please click on Part 2 link.